Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for November 22nd, 2019. This is your second to last full episode. So let's jump right into TV streaming news. And TV streaming is one of the smaller portions of this episode. So bear with me. Again, we're kind of at that point where everything's starting to take breaks and so on and so forth. But we do have the announcement that Black Summer, the really, really amazing zombie horror series, has been renewed for a second season officially over on the Netflix. We got our first trailer for A Christmas Carol. Now, we've talked about this previously, but before we thought this was going to be a movie. But it's not. It's going to be a series on FX, a very limited series, obviously, probably like 3-4 episodes. It's A Christmas Carol. It's the one that is starring Guy Pearce. Again, we have talked about this before, but we thought it was going to be a movie. Also, Tom Hardy is producing this, something we've also talked about, but he's going to be in the series. Still, no idea as to what he's going to play, because all of the big roles pretty much have been announced, and he's not in any of those roles. So it's really interesting, the things that they show in this preview trailer, as to how they're changing the story, how they're expanding the story, I guess. Really, really cool. But yeah, that's all we have there. Next is V-Wars, another series over on Netflix. It seems like Netflix is kind of embracing their horror route. It's horror and sci-fi seem to be where they're really expanding, and V-Wars is just further evidence of that, because this is a new vampire series, and it's another series that treats the vampirism as a virus. Looks really gritty, similar in feeling kind of to Guillermo del Toro's The Strain that was on FX a few years ago. Though only in feeling, there's very few like parallels you can draw between the two of these. Looks really good though. Go check the trailer out. It's kind of sweet. Next, we are moving into movies, and the movies section, we have an update on the Mission Impossible movies. It seems that I am apologizing in advance for the mispronunciation of her name. Palm Clementif, she's an actress, and I believe she was a model as well. She has signed on to do 2 new Mission Impossible movies. That piece of news again, we're going to have 8 Mission Impossible movies, all starring Tom Cruise in the not-too-distant future. That's a weird thing, but it works. Next on the list is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So, Fetty, I believe I'm saying his first name right, Fetty Alvarez, has signed on to an overall deal with Legendary Pictures. The first thing on that list is an undisclosed horror movie. I believe there's a script for the undisclosed movie, but there's very little known about it, so we're not talking about that. We are, though, talking about the fact that he is going to be doing a Texas Chainsaw Massacre reboot. Another one. I don't know if this is a thing that we need. Why do we have to reboot everything every friggin' 5 years? Whatever. This one, though, is going to be penned by Chris Thomas Devlin. It seems like not a horrible idea, but also not a needed or great idea either. Next, speaking of reboots, the RoboCop reboot that we've talked about a couple of times on the channel just got a new director. If you remember, Neil Blomkamp was originally supposed to direct it, but at the beginning of this year, he dropped out of the director's seat because he wanted to focus on a new series of his own divination. And so now they got Abe Forsyth. Oh, and I apologize because I had notes on who Abe Forsyth was and why you should know who he is, but apparently they didn't make it into the printout, so my apologies. I do remember he does have some nerd cred. He definitely has a little bit of understanding of the genre, sci-fi specifically. Though, why do we need a And then this is going to be a Lego sequel, so it's going to acknowledge the original RoboCop movies, not the reboot that we got a few years back. And then our last piece of movie news has to do with Mortal Kombat, of course, because I'm a giant Mortal Kombat nerd, so anytime we get a little bit, I'm just chomping at the bit. So, this time, we got the announcement of four previously unreleased characters that are going to be in the movie. And it was an interesting way in which they got announced, or leaked, I guess. Stephen Marshall, who you probably don't know, it's a generic enough name. He is a politician over in Australia, where they are doing a majority of the filming. And he took to Twitter and posted some pictures of him on set, and mostly mundane stuff, unless you have a really good imaging program and you can zoom in really far on some of these pictures, or you're just, you know, can expand with your fingers on your phone. And in these pictures, we see character design and information dealing with Reptile, Reiko, Cabal, and Goro. That's right. All characters that, honestly, considering the fact that they're effectively, it sounds like, covering the first three first three games worth of story, those characters make a lot of sense. Reiko, however you want to pronounce his name, is probably the one that seems the furthest out, is kind of the one that's reaching the most, but still, I can see how they're going to shoehorn him in, because he does work with Shao Kahn, and so all of that jazz. But yeah, that's movies. And now, the biggest section of the episode is the rumor mill. Rumor mill, I'm going to just, this is right up front, out on Front Street, we have Joker 2 is just a rumor. There have been a plethora of announcements, quote-unquote announcements, that are not validated. There has not been an official announcement from Warner Brothers, from Joaquin Phoenix, from anyone involved with this directly. Everything you're hearing has been tertiary news. So it's gone through a guy and then gone through a guy before it gets published. So that being said, one of the more interesting rumors that I read concerning Joker 2 is that they're going to potentially work in Lex Luthor and or Darkseid into the story. I still don't think this is happening. This is not a thing. Next, I know I said we were never going to talk about this again, but this is not really talking about it in that same way. The Snyder Cut is, again, right off the bat, not going to be released. But Warner Brothers reportedly, according to this rumor, purchased the rights to the movie Fanboys, which seems very strange considering the subject matter of said movie, and are now going to do a remake of sorts about in the same style of that movie Fanboys, only instead of people breaking into Skywalker Ranch to see the new episode one, they're going to be breaking into Zack Snyder's house so that they can see the Snyder Cut. I don't think this one has a whole lot of legs. It was just a lot of fun when I heard it. Next, we're talking about Frankenstein. Unofficially announced that James Wan will be producing a Frankenstein movie. This comes alongside with a number of other rumors that deal with the Warner or the Universal, rather, the Universal Dark Universe, which I really, really hope they can figure out a way to make that work, because I love that idea. Next, we are talking about It Chapter 3. Again, this is not happening, but Gary Doberman, the guy who wrote the script for the first two movies, or who was on the writing staff for the first movie and then was the primary writer for the second movie, is now feeding into the rumor that there might be a Chapter 3. This is going to get shot down super, super hard. Next, we have a couple of things surrounding Star Wars. First of all, Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni are reportedly going to be the new guys in charge at Star Wars, a la Kevin Feige when it comes to Marvel. Not quite to the same extent, but they will be the guys in charge of them, and I can't remember the name of the other producer. She is in charge. She's the producer on top for all live action. presumably Favreau and Filoni will be very specifically TV and movies, so interesting. Also, another rumor surrounding Star Wars is Rian Johnson is not going to be doing his trilogy in 2022. Kathleen Kennedy said something in an interview that people have been construing into meaning, well, maybe he's getting kicked out altogether. The 2022 movie is reportedly still happening, though there are rumors, again, that we're going to get to that kind of contradict that. But as far as the official statements go, the 2022 movie is still happening. But it's not going to be Rian Johnson, because Kathleen Kennedy said that will not be the start of the trilogy that Rian Johnson is doing, as previously announced. And then Bob Iger, in his investors call, said that all Star Wars movies are on hold. That's kind of cryptic. He didn't specifically say for how long they're going to be on hold for, but he did say they are on hold. Next, we have another Disney Plus rumor. This one is about Nightmare Before Christmas. They're going to be doing some sort of reboot or sequel on the Disney Plus platform that Tim Burton has absolutely nothing to do with, which kind of makes sense because Burton's not big on sequels. He's, to my knowledge, has only ever done the one sequel, so, you know, there's that. I don't know if this one has much legs either. This could just be industry hype because, you know, sequels are the new thing. You have to do a sequel. Even if your property is 30 years old, a sequel is in the works for Disney+. I don't buy it. Next, we have a really interesting one for Black Adam. This rumor says that Henry Cavill will be coming back as Superman in the Black Adam movie. And there is some backing behind this. Very specifically, The Rock himself saying, I want Henry Cavill to be the Superman that I go up against. So this whole playing with universes in the Warner Brothers screen universe kind of sounds right. Also, Cavill and The Rock have the same representation, so there might be some legs to this. And then our final piece comes from another Disney Plus show, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The Falcon and Winter Soldier series reportedly has been saying that Chris Evans will come back as Old Cap in a cameo. Now we have Chris Evans going on record saying that probably won't happen. Those are his words, quote unquote, probably not. I feel like this is a lot of language to kind of confuse. That's I believe the rumor more that says he will be returning as Cap. But that is what we have for rumors. And aren't they just so juicy? That does it for this episode of Comic Talk Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comic books and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus... honestly, there's a lot of other stuff going on over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, then, you know, join me over there on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.